can't afford medication. I need to live.
They're forcing me into dying.
I just don't think I can beat this. The money is just too much. It's too much.
These stories are becoming more common in the US, and they're no accident. The pharmaceutical industry is a multi-billion dollar empire, and at the center of it is something called the patent system, which was signed into the US Constitution in 1787. Patenting is meant to protect innovation, but it's actually being weaponized to keep drug prices and big pharma's profits high. However, with the so-called patent cliff approaching in 2030, when billions of dollars worth of drug patents will expire, you might expect relief is on the way. But the drug industry has been planning for this. So how does Big Pharma game the system? And how does the system allow it to happen? Pharmaceutical companies are forever trying to develop the next blockbuster drug that people will want. When they find it, they rush to patent it in all the different countries they want to sell it in. In most countries, they have to work with a regulatory board, which decides if a drug is worth bringing onto their national market, and which also negotiates with them over pricing. In America, on the other hand, because of its free market approach, all drugs that are approved as safe are brought onto the market, and until recently, the government was unable to negotiate prices. This means that, unlike in some other countries, there are usually shorter wait times for drugs to become available in the US. Sometimes you'll see people from around the world calling on their governments to approve life-saving drugs that are already on US shelves. But here's the catch. That free market approach also makes America one of the most expensive places in the world to buy medicines. So there may be more medicines on the market, but that doesn't mean all patients can access them. And up until 2022, the US government was forbidden by law from negotiating prices with pharmaceutical companies. The Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 allowed Medicare, a US health insurance plan for over 64s, to negotiate prices on some of the most expensive drugs. But in spite of those legal changes, in 2023, the US pharmaceutical industry generated around $714 billion in sales, which is over $600 billion more than the second-ranked country for pharmaceutical revenue. A key reason for these huge numbers is how pharmaceutical companies use patents. When a company invents a new drug, they take out a primary patent, which gives them 20 years where only they can sell that drug and they can charge whatever they want. Because that financial opportunity is so lucrative, profit has seemingly become Big Pharma's main objective over creating new drugs that could save lives. In theory, the 2030 patent cliff should be a win for patients. Once generic versions of a drug enter the market, prices can drop by up to 80%. Patents on top-selling drugs like Eliquis, Keytruda, and Stelara are set to expire in the next few years. To see how the industry will protect their profits from the looming patent cliff, we can look at AbbVie's blockbuster arthritis drug Humira. After years of deploying tactics that extend its exclusivity, Humira finally faced competition last year, ending one of the most profitable pharmaceutical monopolies in history, which in 2020 was earning AbbVie $583 per second. The medication's primary patent expired in the US in 2016. Through a tactic called evergreening, AbbVie made small and often insignificant changes to Humira, including things like the application method from a pre-filled pen to a syringe, or releasing a more concentrated dose of the drug. If successful, these new patents can give the drug another 20 years of exclusivity from that point. Nearly half of AbbVie's secondary patents were filed from 2014 onwards. Another tactic known as patent thicketing was used. By layering 166 of these secondary patents, the company created a legal web for generic manufacturers. In this presentation for investors, AbbVie states the 4 to 5 years of delays it hopes to gain from legal proceedings. A controversial tactic known as pay for delay was also used to hold off generic versions, or biosimilars, of Humira. AbbVie let biosimilars enter the European market in exchange for delaying their US launch until 2023, paying to keep Humira's monopoly intact for a bit longer. A win-win for Big Pharma and generic companies. During the 7 years that AbbVie delayed competition for Humira in the US, it made over $68 billion. In 2021, Congresswoman Katie Porter grilled AbbVie's CEO, Richard Gonzalez.
Stock buybacks and dividends is the question, sir.
Dividends, and I have to come back with a number for that over that period of time.
$50 billion. So, Mr. Gonzalez, you're spending all this money to make sure you make money rather than spending money to invest in, develop drugs, and help patients with affordable life-saving drugs.
Even once their monopolies end, pharmaceutical companies find ways of using money to get their way, like through lobbying, paying politicians to influence laws in the industry's favor.
Why has the pharmaceutical industry spent over the past 25 years some $8.5 billion on lobbying and over $700 million on campaign contributions?
Medical debt for everyday Americans is on the up, as they're increasingly reliant on medication to manage long-term chronic conditions. And while this is an issue around the world, it's particularly severe in the US.
This vial in the United States is $340. This vial today, $30.
It's just because you bought it in Canada.
It's because I bought it in Canada. That's the only difference.
How much can we blame Big Pharma for acting in their own economic self-interests? That's the lifeblood of a corporation. It's up to governments to decide whether to keep letting pharmaceutical companies have such power and to continue profiting from people's health needs. Thanks so much for watching, and if you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe and turn on your notifications so you never miss a video. And we love to hear from you as well, so let us know any thoughts or questions in the comments, and we'll see you next time.